the cuff type microscope by Pyfinch. We have several 18th century microscopes in the Science School collection, and we do not know which of the ones is the one willed to us by John Lucas. But it may have been this one. Two of them, this one and another one, made again by Dolland, father and son, are of the cuff pattern. John Cuff was a microscope maker who developed this type of compound microscope. Cuff went bankrupt in 1750, and so most of the cuff type microscopes that we find today are made by other makers. In fact, Pyfinch may only have been a distributor. He gives his address as Cornhill, London, and it may be that he merely went around the coffee houses trying to sell microscopes that were made by other people but stamped with his name, a thoroughly modern way of retailing. In fact, there is an argument which says that nearly all the lenses for microscopes, no matter whose name appears stamped on the device, were made by Dolland's and then supplied to these other manufacturers or distributors. The cuff-type microscope comes in a nice pyramid-type wooden case with a drawer at the bottom. It's a compound microscope, meaning that there is an objective lens or lenses, if it's an achromatic one, at the bottom of the tube, and again two or more lenses at the top of the tube which form the eyepiece. As you can see from the photograph, as set up, there is a mirror, concave mirror, below the stage on which you mount your specimen, and to reflect light through the specimen if it's transparent, and there is also a lens pivoted on top of the stage to focus light onto the specimen if the specimen is opaque. In the drawer at the bottom, you can see there are a total of six objective lenses. To give different magnifications, you changed the objective lens. And there are also attachments which enable you to mount slides with small objects on them, a so-called frog plate at the left, where you could tie a frog onto the plate and then watch the movement of its legs if you stimulated them with a small electric shock, for instance. Microscopes and telescopes in the 18th century were not only made for serious scientists, if you like, there weren't many of those, they were also something which an educated gentleman would want to have in his study. He could show his friends after dinner the stars or the planets. He could show them the latest small bugs and plants and seeds that he'd found in the garden. Every educated gentleman ought to have a microscope and a telescope. So that's the origin of most of these people, and why a Winchester College fellow would have such in his rooms to leave to the college when he died.